brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two. We have former state rep and Luby's Massacre survivor, Susanna Hupp, joining us. And then we're going to continue with your phone calls. But right now we're talking to Al in Delaware. He was talking about how they use the Patriot Act. Yeah, they'll just come in and foreclose on a house that's even paid for, where they don't even have a note in some cases, and they'll just say, you're a drug dealer. I mean, the cops pull you over now and just say, we're going to search you. We think you're a drug dealer, when the government ships it all in. They play all sorts of crazy games. This whole Patriot Act, the whole Homeland Security system, it was always set up and designed and aimed at the American people. That's always been the case. And now they're just going to let you know in the next 4 years. It's official. They're announcing death panels to kill old people. They're saying the Constitution is evil and must be overthrown. I've got articles. That's coming up. Add any other points, Al, you needed to make.
Well, the points I want to make is that every time we turn around, the government is hijacking industry. They're hijacking every last one of us now. They have literally shanghaied the Constitution. They're coming at us in such an evil, evil, and just utterly egregious. I call them fleas, Alex. These are felonious litigators egregiously attacking society. And let me tell you something. You work your whole life to build up your wealth, and you think for 1 minute they're not coming to get it. You think for 1 minute they're not going to addict you to some bogus financial product, and then you're going to build your wealth, you're going to renovate your homes, you're going to put your children through college for what? Let me tell you what it's for. It's the shackles of debt and lies, and this is where we're at. They've not just done this country, Alex. They've done the whole world, the entire world.
No, they follow a blueprint. That's what I'm telling the domesticated people that are in this delusion that the overall controllers of the system are their friends. They are totally ruthless. And just like Susanna Hupp said, you know, 15, 16 years ago to Congress, that she owns firearms to protect herself from government, that's what the Founding Fathers said. And that's what it's all about. And everywhere they've taken the guns, the crime rate explodes. They love it. This is a criminal energy, a criminal force. That, I mean, look at Congress involved in insider trading. When they got caught, they said, well, we'll pass a law to outlaw it, which actually legalized it, where they can just get a waiver. I mean, it is insane what we're dealing with.
The laws they create are lies. We know our documents. Look, we're naked. We don't have a Justice Department, Alex. We don't have 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is nothing but a crow's nest. These people are so far gone plotting their next move on you. And everybody's walking around like, oh, everything's going to be fine. The economy will turn around. And socialism's not so bad. I just about can't take another minute.
No, no. They sell them. They throw America in the water and then throw the life raft out of socialism when it's actually a bowling ball to take you to the bottom. When you get to the bottom, they go, here's another bowling ball. And again, the truth is that people are in two camps. They're either waking up or they're asleep. And God help us, because they are demonizing gun owners, calling them Nazis, Klan members, baby killers, scum of the earth. They demonize a group before they come after you, and they want a purge of gun owners. We have former Representative Susanna Hupp on the line with us. We're going to come back from break and talk to her and play that short clip of her from her longer testimony that's so famous before Congress, telling Chucky Schumer and others, hey, we don't have these guns. I'm sick of hearing about how it's for duck hunting. It's to protect us from you guys up there, a.k.a. Waco and events like that, and the full testimony we've posted up at Infowars.com. But I wanted to get her take on the other side about this unprecedented. Dianne Feinstein, our video, still posted at drudgereport.com on the right-hand side, this video of Dianne Feinstein saying, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn in your guns. That's a quote. In fact, let's get that clip ready. I want to play that for her. She's also a talk show host on 590, one of my affiliates, one of our 140-plus. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We'll be back.
This
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Representative Susanna Gracia Huff, former representative. She's a survivor of the Luby's massacre. Some of her family was killed. She famously testified before Congress to Chuckie Schumer that, hey, our guns aren't for duck hunting. The full testimony's up at InfoWars.com right now. We just reposted it up there. She said it's to protect us from you guys up there. And I wanted to get her on the air because she was instrumental nationwide testifying before legislatures everywhere, not just the Texas legislature that she later chaired committees on, to get concealed carry in. And we've seen 25-30% or more reductions in every state that's done it. So she'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour here in just a moment. Here is just a short excerpt of her testimony before Congress.
The Second Amendment is not about duck hunting. And I know I'm not going to make very many friends saying this, but it's about our rights, all of our rights, to be able to protect ourselves from all of you guys up there.
Man, and boy, that was what, back in the mid-1990s, and here we are in 2013. Great way to kick off the new year with a champion of liberty who, I've got to say, if any one person got concealed carry in, you can say what you want about it turning a right into a privilege, The point is that it put guns on the street in law-abiding citizens' hands, and the criminals are keeping their heads down. Violent crime down over 20% nationwide on average since then. We've shown the new FBI statistics. Except in areas where they've taken the guns, crime is up. Former representative, talk show host on 590 AM, you name it, best-selling author, Mrs. Hupp, good to have you on with us.
Hey, happy new year to you, Alex.
Wow, I am excited. What's your take on everything that's happening and the open calls now and the Feinstein bill to physically make you turn guns in?
It's a scary thing, isn't it? I've talked to a lot of friends of mine who we all kind of talk big. You know, you hear the from my cold, dead fingers comments. But the truth of the matter is, if a bunch of jackbooted thugs show up at my door and put a gun to my child's head and says, turn over all your guns or else, I'm probably going to turn over my guns. You know, so I think it's really important, and I think this is why so often revolutions are mostly about young people and young people without extended families. You know what I mean? It's a scary world right now.
It certainly is, but there's 160-plus million gun owners. If 1% fight back, that's 1.5 million soldiers. I agree, most people are going to turn them in, at least in the first wave, but the tyranny that follows is going to result in a civil war. And if you notice all the branding of Obama as the new Lincoln and how he's going to kick the butt of the states, it's pretty creepy.
It is. It's very frightening. And, you know, when I talk about people turning in their guns, I think there are an awful lot of people that are going out of their way to purchase guns that don't have a track record, you know, that can't be traced to them. And those guns are going to be hidden and buried all over the place. And, you know, we might be some of those people. Alex, you and I are going to be the first doors that they knock on.
You're right. They're going to try to make examples of people. Why do you think, for listeners that just joined us, we have the clip, Dianne Feinstein and others are saying, Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready to turn your guns in.
Why do I think she's doing that? I think because she's absolutely clear that she has the backing of the president, and she now has, I would say, 70% of the media firmly behind her. You know, I was actually sitting getting a manicure a few days ago, and there was a lady kind of across from me, somebody I didn't know at all, and she got to talking about the guns and the shooting in Connecticut, and she turned to me and said, well, I just think we should get rid of all the guns. What do you think? Of course, that was a mistake, right? No, I took it very easy on her, and I didn't tell her any of my background or anything, and I simply said, well, you know, I've thought about it, and it seems to me that not one single one of these mass shootings has ever occurred where guns were allowed. And she stopped and she kind of blinked and she got up and she went and washed her hands and then came back and sat down and looked at me and she said, you know, I never thought about that, but you're right. So I think there are an awful lot of people out there that you can't grab with statistics. You can't grab with logic. I think there are a lot of people out there that you have to put them in a position of being, you know, as close as you can, put them mentally in the position of being completely helpless. And then ask them if they would rather have somebody with them, even if they choose not to have a gun, if they would rather have somebody with them that knows how to use one or not. You know, even if they won't defend themselves, most people are willing to defend their child. So I do my best to talk about that sort of thing.
I know it's hard for you to talk about it, but you do to save other lives. And I've got to commend you again. As you know, and people can pull up the uniform crime statistics. Since concealed carry became ubiquitous in most states, crime rates on average around 24 to 25%. National, it's only about 20 because of some of the gun-free zones like Chicago and New York. But the Luby's Massacre was a mass murder that took place October 16th, 1991, in Killeen, Texas, United States, when George Henard crashed his pickup truck through the front window, got a ban pickup trucks, on a Luby's cafeteria and shot 50 people, killing 23, exchanged shots with responding officers, and then hid in a bathroom and fatally shot himself. You were there. You lost your parents. I know it's tough to talk about, but we've now seen fathers that lost children in the last few shootings come out and say, don't use this to take people's guns, but the media tries to ignore them. You as a survivor, I mean, you more than anybody have a right to lay out the record. Can you, for people that don't know, describe what happened and what would have happened if you would have had a firearm?
Well, to try to keep it brief for you folks, my parents and I was about 31, I think, at the time, where I just dated myself. My parents and I had gone to a local cafeteria, and we were actually eating with the manager of the cafeteria. The place was packed. It was boss's day. It was the day after payday, middle of the day, beautiful day. And this guy drove his truck through the window. It was a floor-to-ceiling window, and crashed into a number of tables and came to a jerking halt pretty much in the middle of the restaurant. And, of course, you think it's an accident. And we began to rise up to go help people they had knocked over, and we heard gunshots. I was on the passenger side of the vehicle, and it was maybe 15 feet away from me. My father and I immediately got down on the floor and turned the table up on its side in front of us. My mom was down behind us. And the shooting continued. Realize this was 1991, and these mass shootings weren't occurring back then, so it wasn't the first thing that comes to your mind. We were waiting for him to say something like, all right, everybody put your wallets up on the table, or something like that. But that didn't happen. He just kept shooting. And when he worked his way around the front of the truck and he was working toward us, a full, I'm going to say 45 seconds had passed, and I realized he was just executing people. And it just, 45 seconds, Alex, 45 seconds is an eternity. When I did realize that, I reached for my purse that had fallen on the floor next to me. I thought, I've got him. I've got this guy. I used to carry a gun in my purse illegally because an assistant DA out of Houston that was a patient of mine convinced me to carry it illegally. But I did like most people. You know, you think, what are the odds? If I need a gun, it's going to be if I break down on a back road somewhere. It's sure as heck not going to be in a crowded restaurant in the middle of the day. But my gun was 100 yards away in my car where I had begun dutifully leaving it. So long story short, at that point, my dad started to break free from my grip and said, I've got to do something, and I've got to do something. He's going to kill everybody in here. And he made a run at the guy, and the guy just turned and shot my father in the chest. I apologize. I'm trying to make it a short story.
No, it's important. Thank you for sharing it.
The good news with that, my dad was mortally wounded. I mean, he had covered maybe half the distance. He was 7-8 feet from me, but he was still alive. The good thing about that was it made the gunman change directions, and he had to go off to my left instead of continuing directly toward me. Somebody way at the back of the restaurant broke out on one of the windows back there and began to escape through that window. People were able to escape that way. We were kind of up in the front corner and couldn't get out. When I saw what I thought was a chance, the gunman had his back turned toward me. I stood up. I grabbed my mother by the shirt collar. I said, come on, we got to run. We got to get out of here. And my feet grew wings. And to circle it back around, my mom did not follow me out. And I didn't know that until after, literally, I was outside of the restaurant.
She was staying with your dad, wasn't she?
The police officers later told me what happened to her. They said that, and a number of them were patients of mine, and they took me and my family to lunch about a week later and told us. They said that when they got into the front, they saw a woman on her knees cradling a mortally wounded man. And they didn't know who the gunman was. And they saw this 30-something-year-old man walk up to her. They said he put a gun to her head. She looked up at him, put her head down, and he pulled the trigger. And they said all they had to do was fire a shot into the ceiling, and this guy rabbited to a back bathroom alcove area. And as you said, exchanged a little gunfire with him and then put a bullet in his own head. My parents had just had their 47th wedding anniversary a couple of weeks prior to this, and it just didn't occur to me while I was running. Mom wasn't going anywhere without Dad. So I was really angry, Alex. I was really angry. I felt very guilty. I was very angry. I know people think I made this up later, but you can check the newspapers from the second day. I said I was was angry at my legislators because they had legislated me out of the right to protect myself and my family. And you can say, well, Susanna, you could have missed. Yeah, I could have. Your gun could have jammed. Well, okay, it's possible. It was a revolver, not likely, but it's possible. But the one thing you can't argue with is it would have changed the odds. I can't begin to tell you how frustrating it is to sit there and wait for it to be your turn and having no way, no means of defending yourself. I can't imagine being in that position again and having my children or my grandchildren with me and having no way of defending them. It makes me physically ill.
Well, we now have countless cases since you went public back in 91, 92, 93, where people have at churches and everywhere else stopped gunmen. Just happened down in San Antonio. It's just happened to other places just since the Sandy Hook shooting. And the media will not cover it nationally. And we see these countless local news videos of gunmen coming in trying to shoot people for no reason at shops and concealed carry folks that know how to use them. Take them out. And I see the gun grabbers rushing in to try to ban guns right now because they know the gun culture and the self-defense culture is taking over society. All the top-rated TV shows, women out buying guns, liberal women's magazines, you know, show women with guns now. Not because they want guns, the liberal owners, but because they realize women have woken up. They're losing. That's why they're launching this offensive against the Second Amendment. Would you like to elaborate on that statement? Do you agree or disagree?
I agree with you, but I do think that they see an opportunity here because of the Connecticut shooting. You know, it's so hard for any of us to imagine that all those little children being just executed like that. It's just, you want a way.
And they put the guilt onto us. Have you ever seen such demonization of gun owners where they say we're Klan, Nazis, we helped kill those children when it was a gun-free zone and the media advertising crazies go to schools and kill people? If anybody has blood on their hands, it's them.
Isn't that the truth? That's something that I've advocated for years, is for teachers to be able to carry. And, of course, here in Texas, individual schools can make that decision. My school does not allow the teachers to carry. But I can tell you that I know a few that carry anyway. They just keep their mouth shut and do it, thank God. You know, the bad guys, I don't know why people don't get this. Bad guys like that want a high body bag count. They're going to go where they think they can shoot as many people as possible without anybody shooting back at them.
Nobody knows these cowards like you. No doubt your father saved your life. Nobody knows these evil people like you, Susanna Hupp, a survivor of the Libby's massacre here with us, and really, you know, the grandmother of the concealed carry movement, no doubt, not to use the term grandmother like she's old, but she's the person that really started it, thank God, and saved countless lives. Why do these cowards always commit suicide as soon as the cops show up? I mean, it just shows they really are ghoulish demons, that they all act exactly the same.
You know, I'm trying to teach my children. I have two boys, 16 and 14. And I think society in general tries to teach people that these bad guys are just misunderstood or they've had a hard life or, you know, all the various and sundry excuses that you can come up with for them. I've actually literally had people ask me, why didn't you try to talk the guy down? Like, really? I can't even argue with that. It's such a stupid statement.
Yeah, just shot your dad in the chest, and then you're going to go talk to him.
Let me go talk to this guy about his childhood. What I'm trying to teach my children is that, you know, there certainly are criminals. I would say the vast majority of criminals in the world that were created. You know, they did have bad childhoods and whatnot. But there's also evil. I honestly believe there is absolute evil that exists in the world.
That's my next point. Have you noticed that with Son of Sam, Ramirez, the Night Stalker, Harrison Kleibold, Lanza, and the guy that just shot the firefighters, they were all admitted devil worshipers. Shouldn't we be profiling them?
I did not know that, but I'm not even slightly surprised. Maybe mildly surprised, but not shocked. How about that?
It's incredible.
The evil exists. And I believe that you must do your best to stand between evil and innocent people. And it doesn't mean, again, I want to make this clear because, you know, I'll tell you what one of my biggest fears is, Alex. One of my biggest fears is that I'm going to be in some position that I get shot and killed by a bad guy and I'm not able to get a round off for some reason. And I'm so afraid that the other side is going to say, see, her gun didn't help her. And I've said it a million times. It's not a guarantee. It changes the odds.
It means you're not a helpless prey animal to be fed upon by devil worshippers and psychopaths.
At least I'm not going to be an easy target. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my best to bloody them. You know, they might take me out, but I'm going to do my best to put them in the hospital at the very least. Everybody's going to know who the bad guy is.
Here's the headline, Daily Mail. It's also in AP. I am the devil. Former classmate reveals school gunman had online devil worshiping page. As childhood barber recounts, how he never spoke and just stared at floors. And that's the shooter of the firefighters with Lanza. It's the same story. So this just goes on and on. So all of them, devil worshipers. Here it is, Satan worship, the Sandy hook, on and on and on. Son of Sam, Night Stalker, list goes on and on. It's amazing. You know, in the time we have here, because I know you've got to go soon, maybe you can do 5 more minutes with us after the break to talk about your book, which I need to carry at the InfoWars online bookstore because I know it's so important. We all need to reach out to the dumbed down people that really think turning their guns in is going to protect them. But looking at Dianne Feinstein, have you seen the testimony in Congress where she admits she has a concealed carry but doesn't want you to be able to?
I have seen written quotes from it, but I have not actually seen it, no.
It's amazing, though. I mean, how can they all have bodyguards and she can be worth $100 billion, but then we're not supposed to have guns?
I remember being on CNN or one of those shows when Rosie O'Donnell, there had been some incident with one of her adopted children, and a bodyguard protected the child. You know, and I went on the air and said, she must be horribly, horribly... feel awfully silly at the moment because she's telling all of us to disarm and most of us don't have her kind of money that we can hire personal bodyguards for our kids. And she must be terribly embarrassed. But I feel that way pretty much about Feinstein and most of them. It's just an elitist attitude. It's okay for me, but it's not for you because I don't trust you.
Well, if you notice, I've even got Christian Science Monitor admitting, I have an article that our government's trying to restrict free speech online and going the way of China. I've got an article after you leave us we're going to go over where top Georgetown professors saying, yeah, go ahead and kill old people, death panels. I mean, they're not just going after the Second Amendment. Do you see it as a big canary in the coal mine that they are this open and brazen right now?
Here's what I really think, Alex. I don't think Obama is the problem. I don't think Feinstein is the problem. I honestly believe that our public education system is the problem. Because those are the people that are growing up to run for office that think socialism and Marxism is a good thing. They're the ones that grow up and vote for the Obama and the Feinstein. So I truly believe... You know, you and I tend to attack this, and a lot of partisans tend to attack this at the top. You know, well, we have to get so-and-so out of office or into office. And I really hold that the problem is down in the school system.
Have we crossed the Rubicon of becoming a collectivist society where they've got so many people domesticated? You know,
yes.
They're like squirrels you feed in your backyard. After a while, they don't know how to go out and get their own food.
Yes. Yes, yeah, I was talking about this last night on the radio show, in fact, on the one that I was filling in Austin. Yes, I unfortunately think we have hit the tipping point. I think that's evidenced in this last presidential run. I just think there are now more, you know, we're a little bit sheltered here in Texas. Because Texas is still a pretty Republican conservative.
I tell you what, I know you got to go, but we're going to go to break. Come back and do 5 more minutes with us, and then we'll let you get back to work. Because I want to finish up with the tipping point solutions and your book. Because there are ways to beat this, but it's just like in Poland, it's called noncompliance. We've got to do everything we can before this becomes a shooting war. We'll be right back with Susanna Huff.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. And we're finishing up with an interview we're doing with Representative Susanna Hupp, former representative, survivor of the Luby's massacre. Her book is From Luby's to the Legislature, very highly rated at Amazon in the reviews, and is really good for people out there who don't understand what's going on. We either reach out to the domesticated Obamanoids or it's over. And the collectivists are very arrogant. You know, she just said people in Texas or other more constitutional areas, where the economy, by the way, is still operating because we're not socialists completely, are in a bubble. We think, oh, they'll never have government-run health care. They'll never make us pay for abortions. They'll never take over the Catholic Church and make them pay for abortions. It's all happening. They'll never do this. They'll never do that. Really, they've done this in every other country. They're following a model. And there are powerful corporate interests that want monopolies. They want a quasi-socialist system with a fascist system on top of it. And there's also some hoaxing going on where they say this is a mandate for socialism because Obama won again. No, they ran a neocon, socialist, Obamacare writing Mitt Romney. So the fix is in, is the problem. Representative, I wanted to talk about your book some, but first, solutions. if we have reached the tipping point of domestication, we know the solution is wait till it rots and collapses like the Soviet Union. Well, that's going to be authoritarianism. I don't want to be sent to the Gulag Archipelago. How do we short circuit it before it gets really, really bad?
Well, you're not going to like my answer. I guess my answer is twofold. Number one, we truly, truly need to get into these school systems and begin to reteach what made America great, because they're not teaching it now. They're teaching that socialism and Marxism is good.
What do you mean I don't like your answer? I mean, absolutely. And look, the government's taken over. It's time for us to do what the socialists did. I think people should infiltrate government and do whatever you have to get in there to report on these people and sabotage these people.
Yes, yes, that's very well put. Well, I said that you wouldn't like it because, unfortunately, you know, it's not a glamorous answer, and it's a slow task to make changes in the school system. The second thing that you do brilliantly is teach people to be prepared. And it used to be only us crazies that would stockpile food or stockpile water or ammunition or whatever. But now they actually have television shows about it. You know, it's not just crazies. It's not just people that are missing four of their front teeth. You know?
But our grandparents all did that. It's normal. All mammals, you know, store some food. I mean, even grasshoppers do it, and they're insects. I mean, you're crazy to just live day to day in some supermax prison style grid. Let me ask you this, and we'll talk about the book and let you go, and hopefully get you back soon. I have a clip in my film Endgame: Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and in it, it's you talking to the head of the Psychiatry Association, and you say, "Why are 67% at that time of foster kids on psychotropics?" And you were heading up the committee, and it was a big investigation. And he says, "Oh, they come from bad gene pools." Well, A, that's what Hitler said. B, they don't even do blood tests, quote, gene pools. No, they grab kids from their parents and then drug them, as doctors have said. What do you make of that? That's not liberal drugging kids. That's evil.
Yes, and in many, many, many cases, those children were on more than three psychotropic drugs. And many of them weren't even okay for children of the age that they were giving them to. I'm deeply concerned with the drug culture, and I don't want to badmouth all drugs. Look, I just got off a run of antibiotics for a sinus infection. But there are good drugs out there. The problem is, this is one of the things that can be tricky in a free society. We do have these enormous drug companies that push this stuff and actually get it wrapped into the government system, where the doctors that are working on the foster kids, for instance, have to follow a particular protocol, you know, and what drugs they use. They can't deviate from that protocol. So it's very interconnected and very difficult to unravel, quite frankly.
Well, that's right. In the public schools, it turns out, get more federal funding the more kids are, quote, special need on the drugs. In fact, the WOAI investigation that spurred the state investigation, if you remember, found that the national average was 67% of foster children are on psychotropics, and the average child was on seven drugs.
Yes.
Seven drugs. So,
yeah, which is crazy. I mean, that in and of itself is crazy. And that there is absolutely, my husband is a neuropsychologist, so I would go to him and use him for information on a regular basis. And you're right. Unfortunately, there is a financial benefit to not only the school system, but the parents. There was a kind of a negative, basically they would go in and a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them would go in and say, well, this kid's creating a lot of problems for me, really needs to be on medication. Somebody would put him on medication, and the foster family would get more money per day because of it.
And then the medication makes them worse, so the answer is not get them off drugs, get them on more. They're eating Twinkies, they're drinking Cokes with caffeine, they're eating, I mean, my children, if they get red dye or something in a candy, you know, on vacation, we let them eat it or something.
They go nuts, don't they?
They go crazy. And then it turns out those dyes have a drug effect. The kids are bouncing off the walls because they should be eating steak and potatoes and broccoli and exercising all day. Instead, I mean, if I drank Cokes and ate Twinkies, when I come down off of it, I've done it a few times, I want to beat the hell out of people. I mean, no wonder the
young boys, particularly young boys. In fact, well, I mean, it used to amaze me to watch the teachers. They were taught to give the little boys time out. Instead of what they should be doing is telling them to go outside and run around the school 5 times.
Well, you know, public schools first got rid of dodgeball. Now most of them have banned running. So I mean, of course, young mammals, I mean, that'd be like drugging a puppy because it runs around and chews on the other puppy.
Yeah.
I mean, baby mammals all act the same. Ma'am, you're amazing. Thank you for your time, and thank you for getting your testimony out there that the answer is more guns, less crime. Tell us briefly about your book.
I wrote that book for the average person to read and be able to make the arguments with their neighbors and friends. It's also a great book to pass on. You know who I really wrote that book for? I wrote that book for housewives that just aren't sure how they feel about guns. You know, they're not into going out and blasting Bambi, and they're just uncomfortable with things that go make a loud bang. And I understand that. I completely understand that. And I'm a mother, and I've been there. I understand. I'm not into going out and blasting Bambi either. But it's a quick, easy read, and it's for those people.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you've got two sons. I've got two daughters and a son, and I love them like life itself or more. But it is really a good feeling now that my 8-year-old is shooting and hitting bullseye at 50 yards. Well, we haven't trained the 4-year-old yet. And it's such a good feeling that my girls are tough. Sometimes they punch me when we're playing, and it really hurts. And that they're not putting up with anybody trying to rape them or attack them. And that I'm going to defend the Second Amendment. So when they go off to college or when they get married and they live, some guy busts into their apartment or into their house to try to beat them up or rape them, they're dead. And that's real empowerment. And it's not feminism. It's survival. It's basic common sense. And as I said, our culture of liberty, the women's magazines, the Austin Chronicle's been having articles about women shooting, not because the socialist anti-American Chronicle, run by a horrible guy who I know, wants to do that. They're being forced to do that if people are going to pick up their magazines. And our culture of liberty and self-empowerment is growing, and so that's why the empire is striking back. And your book breaks that down, and I hope everybody gets it and gives it to women who are anti-gun in their family or who are on the fence.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, have a great week coming up, and I always enjoy getting to hear you on 590 AM when you're filling in. God bless.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year.
You too. There goes former Representative Susanna Hupp, survivor of the Luby's massacre. We're going to get her back on in a few months. Maybe even sometime have her come in and fill in. She lives near Austin. She does that for our local affiliate. Just an amazing lady. Oh, boy, I tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I said that I would get into Agenda 21 because I was really brainstorming on it last night and this morning. And how it ties into things, what the Obamacare means, what the death panels mean, what life is really going to be like. Because I always mention this or that or say I'm going to break it down, and I've done some special reports. But then I get an hour and 43 minutes into this, and I'm not so much exhausted as that it's a feeling of I can't do this justice. I can't do this justice. So what I want to do is I'm going to go to your calls until 8 after next hour, 7 after. And then I'll cover this for a segment and continue your calls, part of my New Year's resolution. And I want the crew in there because I don't have a, quote, producer that tells me what to do. I kind of have radio bookers and a great crew that runs the TV and does research. But I need you guys to, you know, to make me that when I say I'm taking calls, get to them quick, cycle through them. Because it brings up a lot of really important angles and issues. And I like taking calls. Whenever I'm listening to a rebroadcast, I'm like, I wish you'd take calls, Alex. But again, it's just that I've got so much information I want to get to you. Agenda 21 is taking civilization and militarizing it against the people. And it is the strangulation of humanity. It is the scientific exterminism, an ultra-Hitlerian, incremental, scientifically controlled kill grid. And I'm going to attempt to really talk about it and give you some examples and tell you where it's going. And remember, I told you, you know, 15 years ago, the printer ink was tracking everything you do. And you know, putting, you know, where you bought the printer, what you did, a whole record of it on there. I told you that 10 years ago, smart meters were going in that would control your temperature and track everything you do and be later used to charge you more. An interface with all your appliances that all have spy tech being built into them. Now it's mainstream news because it's ubiquitous. See, they always say, oh, that's crazy, counting on you being ignorant when it's first going in, because they don't want you to resist it at that point. But once it's ubiquitous, they go, yeah, we are listening to you with the NSA, all of you. Yeah, the NSA is tracking everything you do. Yeah, we are reading what you say. You know what? The post office is opening some of your letters. You know what? Yeah, okay, well, the government apologizes for shooting kids up in Guatemala with live syphilis. We're sorry, but we're going to keep doing it. I mean, I sit here looking at all the admissions. These are not my opinions. And then I go study. Oh, let me see who that bank chairman is. Let's go see if he gives money to eugenics organizations. You go look it up. Population reduction funds and Nature Conservancy and Sierra Club and all these anti-human groups that claim they care about the earth. And it's always the same. There's only a few thousand of them. And they're all into the same thing. All of them. I can randomly pick some globalist calling for gun control and go find out they're calling for the end of the First Amendment authoritarianism. I mean, these are monsters who have a mesmerized population watching television all day. The television and the false culture is like a black hole destroying the real world. It's sucking it in and wrecking minds. And there are people that really think the television's their friends, their imaginary friends on their favorite show. And they sit there and basically talk to the television, and they get sad when they give them the cue to about the dead kids at Sandy Hook, but not sad when somebody protests and jumps up during a meeting about thousands of dead kids from military strikes. And they're just programmable biological androids. That's what the globalists call you. They call you human resources programmables. And I'm not a programmable. Let me tell you something. You psychopaths are the most programmable. You sit there and look at regular folks who are weak-minded and childlike because you got them when they were babies in front of the television, and you think you're powerful because you're socially engineering people with subliminals and all the rest of it. I've studied psychopaths and their servant sociopaths and their mercenaries and their, you know, the different classes that serve them, different criminal classes that serve darkness because they get to engage in their particular poison. You guys are totally obsessive compulsive, if you want to use that limited term. Doesn't fully describe it, but it's a term people can get. It's similar to that. You guys are ritualistic. You guys aren't alive. You're not really creating. You're twisting. You are not creating literature, music. You are not creating art. You are not creating beauty. You are not. You guys are missing out. And a lot of you, it is from inbreeding and things. There is such a thing as genetic psychopaths. Most of them are genetic. Royalty takes really aggressive, generally psychopaths are very manipulative dominance and breeds them into psychopaths. And that's why you get these robotic classes that are just ready to do anything. And they always like the same thing. Black uniforms, burning cities, torturing children. They all do it. I mean, you study history. Any of you? Every culture. Black uniforms, burning children on fires, mass death. Because good people don't have the sheepdog instinct to get in there and deal with these people. And by the way, we're a lot stronger and more inventive and powerful. And by the way, we have levers that we don't enjoy crushing, we don't enjoy killing, but we can do it a lot better than they can. That's the thing. A lot of people get into evil because they feel weak. They're not really psychopaths or sociopaths. They get into evil believing it will give them power. And then by example and modeling, they're able to do outrageous things, which is kind of like building their self-confidence. Why don't you just go take a Toastmasters, and I've never taken one of those, but I've read about them, you know, course or something if you want to be confident, instead of like going out and, you know, doing evil things. And those of us, see, evil people only have what they call evil. And they do bad things and hurtful things for the power and the enjoyment. It is not. See, the Bible says thou shalt not murder, and it's mistranslated as kill, because the whole Bible is about go out and defend yourself, go out and go out and kill the enemy that's attacking you. It's murder, premeditated, an innocent. Knocking somebody on the head who's walking through the path who's got a bag of food you want 3,000 years ago. That's murder. But to kill, to defend yourself, is what God demands. Because if you don't, the wolves take over when you act like a sheep. So I'll come back, take a few calls in the next two segments, then get into Agenda 21. But you need to understand, folks, that you have innate power. You have an entire electrochemical software system and all the instincts, and it's been proven scientifically, the racial memories that are more just like essence data. It's not like an actual exact memory. You have all of this. You only have to access it. You're not accessing your programming. I mean, you ask God, the universe, whatever you believe it is, to help you be someone who stands up for good. You're also asking your subconscious to activate. See, and then once you open the door, God can spiritually energize you, because you are a biological android with a spirit. This is an earth suit, but you've got to open the door and say, okay, programming activated, and then ask the creator of the universe, because God's for free will. You've got to say, I'm ready. You understand? Give me the knowledge, please, for good. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the greatest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
the petition to deport Piers Morgan has reached 114,000 right now. In fact, we can probably punch that up on screen for viewers. It's also linked up at thedrudgereport.com, or at least it was. So now it's 100,139 since we printed this off a few minutes ago. Another 100 or so signatures. By the way, just to be clear, because my own crew thought this, they're all like, we didn't see you on Piers Morgan last night. But I told the crew, I said, when Piers Morgan comes back from vacation, I'm supposedly on his show the 7th. But I said, don't hold your breath. And I said that on air as well, so people may not have heard that right on air. It's the 7th I'm on there, and I bet they chicken out. I really could care less. Not that big of an audience. But it would be an internet hit to go in there and skewer him. And you know, hear him call me a pathetic person and stuff. That's just ridiculous. Let's go ahead and go to John in New Hampshire. Welcome, sir. Thanks for holding.
Okay, Alex, InfoWarrior from New Hampshire. I was I listened to you from the start when you started, and I know you made a lot of good points with me. How I'm a former law enforcement official, and now I'm a selectman in New Hampshire, and the thing that got to me was we have to take back all these local town and city positions and take back our government. So I ran for selectman. I was elected, and they stuck in, tried to sneak in that UN Agenda 21 into our town with a grant and all these promises. And I had been enlightened from your show, and then I, when it came up, I questioned it, and actually when I brought up anything with the word UN Agenda 21, they thought I was crazy. But when it came down to the vote, it was a split vote, and my vote was the deciding vote. And
by the way, you know that's all an act. They now say we're insane, Israeli citizens can't own guns, and teachers aren't armed. It's a known fact they are. They just go, oh, no. Because we'd win the debate that Israel ended its school shootings by arming the teachers. So they go, oh, instead of debating us on that, they go, oh, no, Israel doesn't have guns. So it's the same thing. They put out talking point manuals. It's even come out in the New York Times on how to deal with you, you know, to act like it doesn't exist. That laughing at you and all that is part of the mind game. But again, you kept getting the word out, and all these master zoning things are authoritarian. They're designed for any town. China and India and Mexico don't have these rules. The globalists all run those countries. It's forcing all our industry out. It's a takeover. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish your point.
So it came down to a split vote, and I was the deciding vote, and I shut it down. So and you would have thought I was Jack the Ripper, but I felt great that day, and I told them they're not going to get it back as long as I'm on the selectman's board.
So did I hear you right that you were a police officer, now you've run and gotten into the selectman or city council? What a beautiful story. And patriots, now I'm never a person for deception. I think you should be honest that you're a libertarian or constitutionalist or you know, whatever you call yourself, a liberty lover. But I think it's good to, you know, get in. See, they infiltrated us by acting like they were just liberals when they're really authoritarians. I think it's important to get our people in, you know, acting like we're not that threatening to get in, and then it's a lot easier to stay in. What's your take on that?
That's exactly what I did when I was first in town. Some of the leftist organizations invited me to state who I was and what I had in mind, and I just yesed them to death and let them believe I was a good person, which I am. And then when the key votes came in town, we get a constitutional chief of police, and we just put in a great town administrator, and I'm sure that most
That's
of that...
it, exactly. And again, most of the mainline liberals are well-meaning. They're just helpless fools. But again, exactly. And then once you get in, you can educate them. We've got to use the enemy's tactics.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stayhouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution organizations, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to Infowarsstore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, The Attack on the Second Amendment, The Police State, The GMO Takeover. It's all there and all available at Infowarsstore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.